Mind Food Radio, Smart Thinking with Michael McHugh and Ben Starr.
Well, we've come to that time in the program. We love picks and shovels, and we're talking about gardening. Are you a land man? This guy is coming
Look,
up.
I've got to tell you, Michelle is more the gardener in our family. I do get in there and kind of dig it out and, you know, love planting stuff. And I've got to say, I love the end product. And you have one of the most beautiful gardens.
Yeah.
Although I was disappointed to see there was actually a man around here cutting all the hedging. I'm thinking, here I was thinking you were getting your hands dirty.
The art and the science have to come together. I'm not good at doing that type of stuff. But you buy the land, Michelle plants on it. This guy's a land man.
Listen, I'd like to welcome to today's show Dan Rutherford. He actually trained as a geologist. He's a landscape designer based in Christchurch. Welcome to the show, Dan.
Thanks. Great to be here.
Now, you've got a really interesting job because I guess with all your geology background, you come to landscape designing with probably quite a different take than most landscape designers.
Yeah, I like looking at the processes and the things that are below the ground and the way the land actually works, especially working on a hill really inspires me because you can look at the way that the land's changing over time and it's quite slow, and of course then plants and the things that we put on the land change more quickly, and then we get to be able to live amongst that and we adapt to that and change even more rapidly again.
I guess also at the moment in Christchurch with the number of earthquakes you've had, you have seen real change in your business in terms of what's, you know, the plantings and stuff like that.
It's been amazing. I think that we used to expect things to be a certain way and kind of stay that way, but now we've really had to adapt to change, and it's been inspiring seeing the way that all the different landscapers have adapted to the changes that we've had.
It's interesting, a lot of TV shows and stuff we watch show us how to do it, but we never learn to appreciate how it happens and the geology of what we're actually digging into.
Yeah, you know, especially on the hill, if you understand the processes below it, then change the way that plants grow and also the different levels and things you have.
Now, I was lucky enough to view your beautiful garden in the Ellerslie Flower Show in Christchurch. It was absolutely extraordinary. How long does a garden like that actually take to plan and execute?
Well, it was a mission, that one. We really wanted to make sure that we showed some real respect for the people of Christchurch after the last year from hell that we've had, and we were actually in the middle of setting up last year's exhibit when the February quake hit, and so we obviously had to put that on hold for a while. So pretty much that last year I've been planning it, but we only had 3 weeks in that huge marquee that we put it into. So there were three extremely full-on weeks. We were sort of doing 16 to 18-hour days each day.
Now, when I went for a tour through the red zone in the CBD of Christchurch, and once a building, you know, they demolish and take everything away, and it's really just soil, and you've got all these really empty plots of land. Why aren't they grassing that or, you know, growing something there? Because visually, that surely would be much more impressive than looking
at desolate, isn't it?
Sort of this desolate space.
Yeah, I think we're all finding that quite emotionally hard at the moment, because where we once saw buildings and they were landmarks, we now don't see anything, and it's difficult to find your way around. I've lived here all of my life, and yet I still get lost occasionally now because the things that I expected to be there are no longer there. Mm. And some work's going towards that at the moment outside the red zone.
Yeah.
Because you're actually one of the very few people who got into the red zone and actually got to really see what's going on in that central part of the city, there's not much going on there yet because not many people are getting to see it.
Yeah.
But just on the outskirts of that, there's a lot of things.
Hey, listen, Dan, thank you very much for your time today. It's absolutely interesting what you do, and I think, the work that you do in and around with Christchurch is just absolutely fascinating.
Fantastic. Thanks so much for having me there.
That was Dan Rutherford from, landscape designer from Christchurch and ex-geologist. It's interesting, isn't it?
Very interesting. It's talking about really adapting to the environment that you live in. And, I mean, look at this over there. They have to adapt
exactly. Big
time. But it's amazing. Plants, how they can adapt to all this stuff.
And survive, you know. Interesting point.
Humans just need to work on it a bit more.
Mind Food Magazine and Mind Food Radio. Together, smart thinking.